Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to hang out with us on your way home on this Friday afternoon. And by the way, if you want to reach out to us, it's easy to do. We do monitor Twitter at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour, before, during, and after each broadcast, so we can kind of communicate with each other. With us in studio are the creators and the authors behind the Sparkle Abbey series of, can we say, posh mystery books. The women are Mary Lee Woods and Anita Carter, and they're not only authors, but they're also friends and they're neighbors, and they write books together at Starbucks and over dinner tables and coffee tables. It's crazy. And they're homegrown stuff here in the metro. We're going to learn all we can about the business of pampered pet mysteries. Welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is Anita. Say hi, Anita.
Hi, everyone.
And also... Mary Lee?
Mary Lee or Sparkle.
Sparkle. Well, you wore your T-shirts. One says Mary Lee, and one says Abby, and one says Sparkle, so we know who's who, right?
That's correct.
That's right. This is... tell us about how you guys got together in the first place. How did all this start?
We were part of a critique group. We'd both been writing a really long time and garnering rejections, which writers will tell you get better and better. We had... personal rejections. We had personalized letters.
Those rejections.
Mary Lee even got a phone call because the personalized letter wasn't enough. The agent needed to call her and say, I love it, but not this.
So you really have to learn to have a tough skin if you're going to be in the publishing business.
Absolutely.
So it was rejection letters and,
And so we were trying to figure out why the rejections. They liked the writing. They liked our voices, but not that. So had an opportunity to talk with a New York agent, and she said, girls, you got to have a hook.
Yeah, and we thought we had hooks. I was writing about a neurotic parrot, and Mary Lee was writing about a commitment phobic temp.
So we thought we had
hooks. We were there, but apparently that's not what she meant.
She said, no,
I have to be able to sell. You have a knitting mystery or a scrapbooking mystery.
It has to be in some kind of a genre that people are going to...
Right. Food, cupcake, something along those lines.
Food critics.
Right.
So you settled on these two cousins who are also former beauty queens out of the state of Texas. How fitting is all of that? I love it.
Good thing we're on radio, so no one can see how far we are from beauty queens. We're very short.
Our characters are much taller.
Are they much taller?
Yes.
So I think this is interesting. So before we get into the book itself and the series of books, what's this whole publishing business like today? Now, it used to be that publishers really had control of everything. Now, it seems like writers are in control of so much because they can self-publish, they can do all kinds of other things. Tell us about the business side of this.
It is a crazy business right now.
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, there are so many options that are available to writers that were not available before.
The power is really in the author's hand. Mm-hmm. They need to just know what their goal is. And once you know what your goal is, it'll kind of help determine what road to take. So if your goal is to be traditionally published, then that's where you would want to focus. If your goal is to just publish what you want to write and get it out there, then you can do that now. You don't have to shop it around for agents and traditional publishers. If you want to make money, then you have to know what kind of book to write that's really going to make money, because not all genres make as much money as, say, you know, thrillers or...
And we're seeing a lot of hybrid authors. We went the traditional route, so it's a traditional book publisher, traditional contract. But we've also done some self-publishing with some short stories. So for a lot of people, it's a hybrid environment where you do one or the other or you do both.
How long was it in this relationship before you finally struck? How long did it take? I mean, was it a week or 2 weeks?
Well, first, let's say that every story is different, and we don't recommend our story. It's very stressful.
We do not. We had an opportunity to pitch the idea once we'd landed on the idea we wanted to work with to a publisher, and we actually think she fell in love with the titles. We pitched Desperate House Dogs.
Right.
Get Fluffy.
As a matter of fact, that was one of the things I was going to go. We've got 50 Shades of Greyhound, Kitty Kitty Bang Bang. This is the one that's just out, is The Girl with the Dachshund Tattoo. I'm kind of catching a theme here, right?
And upcoming is Downton Tabby.
Downton Tabby.
And Raiders of the Lost Bark.
Yes.
Raiders of the Lost Bark. You've already got this stuff pushed out there.
Well, that's what we're working on now.
We're contracted for books 7 and 8, those are the ones we're working on.
And you also have a unique way of writing these books. You write... Somebody writes the odd numbers.
That's me.
Okay. Yep. Sparkle writes the odd numbers, and Abby writes the even numbers. Now, how do you collaborate while you're doing that?
We do. We share setting. We share secondary characters. It really is a series. Mm-hmm. So the books that I write feature a pet therapist. The books that Anita writes feature a pet boutique owner. They're cousins. So
and they're not speaking to each other.
Currently not speaking, but there's a continuity because of the location, because of the secondary characters.
So the secondary characters in the odd books are also in the even books.
Oh.
So the true difference is you're going to get the story told from either Mel's point of view or Caro's point of view. Completely different stories, but just a different point of view.
And they don't speak to each other.
And they don't speak to each other. They may leave voicemails for each other or, you know, leave a message through a friend.
This is so fun. Now, so who is the audience for these books?
Really, we like to say from 19 to 90. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're adult mysteries. They're Agatha Christie-ish.
No gratuitous sex or violence.
Nothing graphic on the page. No pets are harmed. People
are
dead,
people
though.
Only people die.
That's easier, right?
But our fan mail really ranges from teens to 90.
Wow. Yeah.
How interesting. And tonight, you guys, and I really appreciate you coming in at such a last minute, because tonight you've got a book signing going on, and we're going to have to cut you loose here real quick. Where are you headed?
Beaverdale Books.
Oh, those fine people in
Alice
Beaverdale.
Alice is amazing. Yeah. She's so author-friendly and always willing to have authors come in, local authors. She shelves. There's a whole section in her store for local Iowa authors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things about Beaverdale Books, I think, that sets it apart from so many other places, is it is really centric to what goes on in Iowa.
Absolutely.
And they're very friendly to that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so Beaverdale Books tonight.
Yes.
Yep, 6 to 8.
6 to 8. I'm going to be hanging around with a little eggnog. And
go ahead.
We have some Dachshund wine.
Dachshund wine.
It's just a Dachshund on the label. It's called Dachshund wine. It's a Riesling. And then I think we have Kitty wine, but it's not really, you know,
Kitty wine.
Yeah. It's wine bottles shaped like cats. We can take any theme and kill it.
So you're not only making some money, but you're also having some fun.
We're having a great time.
A ball.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't this fun? It's Sparkle Abbey, ladies and gentlemen, Mary Lee and Anita. They are co-authors of a whole series of books, The Pampered Pet Mysteries. Say that three times real quick without spitting in the microphone. And it's just a fun group. And I just learned about this in a meeting that I had this week with Anita and said, Anita, you got to come on and talk about this, because this is something that sounds like so much fun.
And I really appreciate that.
Thank you so very much for doing this.
Thank you.
This is great. Have fun. Beaverdale Books from 6 until 8 tonight. You can meet Sparkle Abbey and find out more about the girl with the Dachshund Tattoo. Ooh, sounds interesting, doesn't it? Hey, we're going to step aside real quick. And when we come back, a couple of words from our friend Michael Leo. Michael Leo has opened up. The restaurant is called The Strudel House on 1951 Urbandale Avenue, just south of Principal Park. And we stopped in there today just to check on Michael. Now, 4 days into being open, and we'll get some reflection from him when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.